I think that's the last of them, Captain.
Any idea? Oh. Yeah, I know that one.
Augustus Van Sturen. Traveling alone, nothing in the manifest to suggest he had a family.
Small mercies, I guess.
You hanging in there, Ray?
It's just a lot. It's a lot.
Can't argue with God. It's Savannah.
Captain, I demand answers for what just happened.
You and me both. I don't...
You don't what? It's pretty clear what's happened. Apis Industries killed my husband.
Ma'am, we're still trying to get things sorted right now. Please sit back down.
How dare you tell me?
Shut up. Just shut up. Lots of people died. It's horrible. And yelling at us like we did this isn't gonna help.
If the radio had been working...
Enough, Savannah.
Ma'am, go sit down.
Oh, don't even get me started on you. You incompetent.
You are not the only person who lost people here, Savannah.
I didn't say I was.
Well, you sure as hell act like it. Now sit down and stop harassing my crew before I actually get angry.
How dare you? I work for the government. You can't just order me around like this.
Why is it always like this with you? You're not getting special treatment, and even if you did, it wouldn't change the fact that you're stuck on the mark with a crew that hates you, a busted ship, and a dead husband.
Captain.
You can't talk to me like that.
I don't hate her. That came out wrong. I'm going to have to apologize to her, aren't I?
And not the customer service apology. A real one.
Still, thanks for sticking up for us.
Don't mention it. I'm going to go talk to the passengers.
And say what?
I'm just going to get us all on the same page. Promise. Okay, everyone, listen up. I am not good at this diplomacy stuff, so bear with me. The Mellifera has crash-landed on the planet Lamarck due to a malfunction with Worker Bee. We are still investigating what happened and will let you know any important information as we figure it out. You don't need to worry about that. What you do need to worry about is surviving. Yeah, we've heard all about Lamarck and the big bugs that live here, the teams that have set out to explore and what kind of problems they ran into, but we also know that we can breathe the atmosphere. There is water, there are plants that can be used for food if our stores run out, which means so long as we don't do anything stupid, we are not screwed. Anything stupid includes wandering off by yourself, not resting or eating when you need to, not telling us if you see potential hazards because you don't want to worry anybody. Don't do those things because it'll make it harder for staff to focus on outside contact. This is not going to be pleasant. We're past pleasant. But if you listen to me and the rest of the staff, we'll be a hell of a lot more likely to survive than if you refuse to face how serious the situation is. Now sit tight while me, Tomer, and Seneca go scope out the cargo bay for supplies. If you've got any life-threatening emergencies, let a staff member know. Otherwise, keep it to yourself.
Rogers confirmed that the structural integrity of storage hasn't been compromised. We should be good to enter.
Good. Ray, you still have B's drive?
Yeah, it's good still.
Then let's go find that robot body she has. If anyone can shed some light on this situation, it's her.
Crash of the Mellifera by Morgan Lane. Episode 8, Day 1. Questions.
Thank you.
Cargo may shift during flight, am I right?
I guess we didn't account for crash landings when we got everything loaded. Even if it was tied down.
This might be it. Tomer, help me get this box out.
Roger that.
Wait. Hey, guys?
Kind of busy, Seneca.
But I found... Yeah, okay. Hey there, B. Let's just...
What? I need to tell you...
Settle down, B. I just turned you on.
You found B?
Finally.
Ray, Seneca, please access ship hard drive deleted file number 227804-37-16342 for further information.
What?
Deleted file number 227804-37-16342. Don't let them know, Ray, Seneca, please.
Okay, B, just relax. I won't.
You won't what?
Spoil the wonderful apology surprise I have planned for you! Here at Apis Industries, it is possible that an individual worker may at times take actions that... Oh!
Sorry won't cut it, B. People are dead.
What?
We crash-landed on the mark. It's a miracle any of us are alive, no thanks to you.
I don't know what happened. I don't know why my programming shifted so abruptly, Captain.
Wouldn't it be easier to just turn her off and have someone run diagnostics or something?
I don't think basic diagnostics are going to... Although, I could go get her manual just in case.
You two can do whatever. I'm interrogating B.
Oh dear, that sounds like an awfully difficult job to perform on a mechanical being like myself. What form of interrogation are you?
Who had access to you before this cruise?
Well, golly, that's a fairly long list, Captain. I suppose the first person who had access to me was Dr. Huxley.
Wait, who?
Dr. Harriet Huxley. It all started when Mr. Apis approached the renowned engineer, neuroscientist, and brutalist architecture aficionado about a collaboration to build something truly magical. At the time, the Apis factories had not
this
yet...
This is gonna take a while.
Advancements
if the captain asks for me, let him know I want to get the manual.
And the young upstart was itching to
yeah, no problem.
On the family legacy. Of course, her intersecting professional interests made Dr. Huxley a prime candidate to be a business partner in this venture, and within a week of his offer, she had a workspace set aside in the Kepler 8332 factory headquarters for the exact purpose of my design and construction.
I don't want to hear more about how you were made. I meant who had access to your drive closer to the start of the cruise.
Well, you did, Captain, for starters. Don't you remember Mr. Apis first announcing that I would be installed onto the LTS Mellifera?
Yes? Okay? I'm not asking about things I obviously know!
You weren't clear! It isn't my fault that you weren't clear about your instructions!
Search term malfunction. Give us information about the malfunction, B.
Malfunctions in your marriage? Feeling pressured about things you can't divulge for so many reasons? Try our patented 5-step self-help guide, Force That Divorce, trademarked, to get out of any deeply personal yet legally binding promises you may have foolishly made in the past.
B, cut it out.
Feeling broken inside? Don't think you're able to complete simple tasks in an efficient and non-murderous manner? Escape your life with the click of a button with our gray cell party pack trademarked for your currently functioning neural implant. For just 50 extra credits, you can get the Gray Cell Party Pack Deluxe trademarked, which comes with a guaranteed refund if you suffer a stroke while using the neural implant.
Does she have a reset button? She's clearly cracking up.
I don't know. This is the first time I've seen her in her weird screen-faced robot body.
Sometimes, though, a laugh at your current situation is better than a mere escapist fantasy. Peruse one of our many offerings at the bookstore under the satire section and feel your soul harden to a knife's edge, ready to cut the strings of...
Captain, Miss Ashford and I are here, whether you like it or not.
But who let you in?
Oh, are we not supposed to be in here?
Don't let them distract you, Martha. We're here to recover my deceased husband's belongings, and I'm not leaving without them. And if you, you are going to insult me again. Oh, you have another thing coming. I will not be bullied in such a way.
I mean, it worked last time.
Captain, ma'am, please leave the cargo bay. I understand that you are upset, but there will be a time to retrieve your things later. Right now.
Right now? Right now, I should just leave you alone with all of my valuables? I don't think so.
Sierra, I thought you needed to use the bathroom.
I'm not leaving without my husband's bags.
Do you get tired of lugging your baggage through expansive spaceports? Purchase our motorized, remote-controlled case racers, trademarked, and zip through the crowd with ease. Never have to pull a suitcase again!
Savannah, Ashford, get out! Tomer, Ray, wait. Ray?
They left to get B's manual.
Right. Can I just...
You're not pulling a gun on passengers, Arthur.
It was worth a shot anyway.
Wait, what?
Okay, password. Then, 1634. And second file.
Warning. The following file was retrieved from permanent deletion and is likely corrupted. Do you wish to continue?
Yes.
New file. Mr. Apis, do not ask bad things today. I would not. You would approve. Farming data I uncovered. Captain Winnipeg of our radio station in his room. Fortunately.
Replay from 7.21.
Winnipeg of our radio station in his room. Fortunately.
His room, huh? All right, B, I'm trusting you.
Ray, do you have the manual yet?
Oh, I think it got moved out of the bridge. At least I didn't see it anywhere, so I was gonna check mechanical.
Hey, no, we don't know if mechanical is compromised yet.
I mean, I can look it over while I'm there.
Ray, you don't know if her manual's in there, and even if it is, you didn't think it was going to be helpful. The captain and I would rather have you back here in case there's an emergency, not taking unnecessary risks on a wild goose chase.
Tomer, I need you to trust me when I say this is an emergency.
God, fine. It's a crash, so it's an emergency, but I meant—
No, listen, I'm following a lead.
A lead for what? We're trying to fix B right now.
Savannah, this is your last warning.
It's right there! I can tell a bougie baton from these knockoff potato sacks from a mile away!
Please, Felicia. I'm not going to mechanical. I'm going to the captain's room. Don't tell him.
Why?
I'll do the inspection for our teams for that area of Omega Tech while I'm there, and I'll tell you everything when I get back, but he can't know. Please, Felicia.
Fine. Just don't die.
I'm not planning on it. Anyways, see ya.
Let go! This is my back. It's all that I have left to remember him by.
We get it, Savannah, but you're not allowed back here right now. We can't let you do whatever you want, then expect everyone else to follow the rules.
Captain. Is there a bathroom nearby I could use? It's kind of an emergency, and I really...
No. The ship is off limits. We said that already.
Of course, yeah, but, I could make it worth your while.
With 5 credits?
Play your cards right, and it could be 7.
Savannah, I swear to God.
This wouldn't happen if you had been taking Apis's patented triple X big boys, big toy, protein, etc. mega supplements trademark! Triple your girth! Triple your girth! Find out!
Ray, if you can't find the manual, just get back to the cargo bay. It's taking too long and we need...
Captain, Tomer and I need to talk with you privately.
Hey, seriously? You can't just kick us out.
Like hell we can't. I'll drag you and Savannah if...
Martha, let's just get out of here.
What happened to going in guns blazing?
I found his stuff and I don't need anything else.
Okay. I still haven't gotten to use the bathroom.
And you're not going to. Now leave!
Apis Industries, where the door never to you on the way out. Trademarked!
Ray, what the hell's going on?
I was hoping the captain could tell us that.
Oh.
And that's right, folks. The thing. The thing I couldn't tell you. That's the thing.
Arthur, tell me that isn't the radio circuit board.
I can't explain it. Save your breath.
You don't sound surprised, though.
People died over this, Captain. Why was this in your room?
That's classified.
Classified my ass. How can you justify putting clearance and protocol ahead of lives?
It's not like that. I can't... I can't tell you more. That's just how it is.
Can't and won't still don't mean the same thing, Captain.
You can shut up.
So someone hired you to sabotage the cruise, is that it? A little under-the-table dealings from some Agamid-based Apis competitor to mess up our reputation?
No.
Oh, you just did it for fun. That's way better.
Tomer, believe me, I didn't want any of this to happen, and I certainly wasn't expecting us to crash.
What did you expect? You took out our communications so we couldn't contact anyone in case of an emergency, and an emergency happened.
Do you have anything useful to say for yourself?
Just that if you can get the secondary radio to work, my contact can explain things.
You're not even going to try. Wait, there's a secondary radio now?
Oh, yeah. He tried to tell someone our coordinates over it while we were crashing, but it broke when we hit the planet's surface.
Non-authorized communications units are not to be used by Apis employees while on the clock, Captain Winnipeg. This is going on your record.
So he could have told someone what was happening at any time, and he just didn't. Great.
I did tell exactly one person everything I could, and she's going to help us.
No, we're going to help us. Your involvement in saving these people is effectively over.
Well,
what?
We don't want to show a divided front to the passengers, right? If Winnipeg isn't the one talking to them anymore, they're going to have questions that we really, really don't want to answer.
Damn it.
So, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to fight you on this. I get it.
Well, first off, you can hand over your weapons.
What else?
Is there any way to disable the knife in your prosthetic hand? I mean...
Not really.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to trust that.
Oh, you really didn't have to take the whole thing off.
I was going to take it off soon anyways. It was making my nub ache. Now, is that all? Am I dismissed? Or are you going to throw me in the brig until I'm needed?
There's no way I'm letting you run off and mingle with these people.
Quick correction, Officer Tomer. Referring to our client base as these people has been deemed too vague and dismissive by Apis Industries. Consider these alternatives guests, passengers, customers, consumers.
Ray, can you shut that thing off?
But B didn't...
Didn't just crash us into a wasteland?
She didn't mean to do that. And she's the only reason I found out about Winnipeg sabotaging the comms in the first place.
I can be useful. I can help watch Arthur Winnipeg when you're trying to sleep. Or maybe I can.
Ugh, I'm not going to argue with you on this, but if we're leaving Beyond, it's your responsibility to make sure she doesn't endanger anyone.
I'll make sure she doesn't.
And I will ensure that you don't regret this decision, Officer Tomer.
Too late for that. So this is what's going to happen. Winnipeg, you were injured by some cargo falling over in here. That's why you don't have your prosthesis and you're not helping with anything.
Wait, seriously?
I could actually hurt you if you've got a problem with that.
No, like, you don't want me doing anything? Because we're in a pretty bad...
You're doing nothing until you give us answers, Arthur. For all I know, you broke B, so we'd crash here too.
Fine. Okay.
Ray, we're going to take turns watching him while we organize efforts to gather and distribute supplies. If you want to situate B near him to make that easier, then that's also fine, but I want to rely on her surveillance as little as possible. We can take shifts keeping an eye on things at night.
Alright, but don't push yourself too hard. I'll also keep trying to fix the radio. Emphasis on trying, since it got pretty smashed up in the crash.
You can always try the other one.
Do you have any idea how it works? It doesn't have components I'm familiar with.
I mean, no.
Then I'll pass. I know what the Malifera's radio does.
I'm sure you will reach Mr. Apis in no time, and he'll get this sticky situation sorted out. After all, we're one big corporate.
If you say family, there's a non-zero chance of me breaking your screen face.
We shouldn't leave the passengers alone for too long.
Right. Winnipeg, B, you first.
Fine.
Report to Mr. Apis from the Lit Tritzy Sanctioned Mellifera, currently grounded at unknown coordinates on the planet Lamarck. Local date and time not configured. For reference purposes, this log can be found under the listing Day 1. Worker B speaking. Oops-a-daisy! We have had a bit of a misadventure, Mr. Apis. Don't be too worried about us, though, as under the exemplary leadership of your appointed staff...
What are you doing?
I was compiling a log entry to inform Mr. Apis of our progress, until you interrupted me.
Oh, is this something you do often?
Of course, but usually I'm able to process the data internally and save it to the ship's drive. In this body, I have to use the speaker and the microphone simultaneously to save it as an audio file, which means your interruptions are also recorded. So thank you for that.
Hey, me saying stuff doesn't mean you can't keep going. Don't let me stop you.
As I was saying, your carefully chosen staff are proving to be the exact correct choices to shepherd all of us through these trying times. Losses have been minimal, morale is high, and our trusty chief engineer is optimistic about radio repairs. Hopefully, this message will reach you soon, in transmission.
Wow.
Is something funny?
I mean, you know everything you said is a lie, right?
It falls within the parameters of what Mr. Apis wants from worker feedback, as stated in the employee handbook. Can-do attitude, big-picture thinking, camaraderie, brand loyalty.
So, lying.
Mr. Apis doesn't need to be troubled with minor details that he cannot influence from Kepler-8332. Now, if you would be so kind as to leave so I can do my follow-up report.
Why do you need to do a second report?
Because I always make a second report with more sensitive data. And given your current position in regards to Officer Tomer and Engineer Seneca...
You can't make everyone here plug their ears, B. Just make, like, I don't know, a text file or something. You can't send these off to Apis anyways.
I suppose I don't have a choice. Opening text file...
I'm bored.
Are you trying to incentivize another attempt to kill you, sir?
What?
You have shown me that I will achieve the satisfaction of being able to finish my logs in peace if I succeed in a murder.
Hey, you wouldn't be able to take me.
You are unarmed, almost literally.
You wouldn't be the first person I killed one-handed.
You've successfully committed murder before?
It was in self-defense, okay? Don't worry about it. B, don't yell things like that.
Regardless, you have piqued my curiosity. How is it that you managed to defend yourself in the stated situation? Or is that also classified?
What the hell? We have time to kill. It happened when I lost my hand. The knife fight, yeah?
Yes.
We were leaving the dock when we were boarded by pirates. Our hull was empty, you understand, so we weren't exactly expecting an attack. Long story short, they wanted past our hull's biometric lock, sealed only to accept approved officer handprints. When I refused to let them in...
They took what they needed from you in the form of your hand.
Yeah.
But they didn't kill you. That seems like an oversight on their part.
Well, the kid they set to do it was inexperienced, and they left him and me alone. So I got his gun and used it on him. Then used my belt as a tourniquet so I didn't bleed out right away.
And then you were able to call for assistance, yes?
Nah, I should've, I guess, but...
I don't understand.
B, they'd already killed everyone else on board. People I knew and cared about. So, I cut the lights and hunted the bastards down one by one.
That sounds unnecessarily risky.
I knew the ship's layout, and they didn't. I just had to get them before I bled out.
Hmm...
I got rescued pretty fast anyways. Got my fancy government job offer in the hand afterwards, which is great when it doesn't jam up or start hurting from pressure shifts. Mostly, it's just a good place to hide a blade.
I see. So you went against protocol because you were angry about losing your hand and your crew, is that it?
I thought I was gonna die anyways. I wanted to make it count.
Do you think the passengers and crew of the Mellifera will die, Winnipeg?
Maybe. But everyone dies eventually, don't they?
I wonder. How do you think we can best make this time count, then?
I don't know. You got any ideas?
Not yet, but perhaps soon. You weren't trying to make the ship crash, were you?
Were you? I mean, you're the one who actually did it.
But I don't know what happened. Some programming took hold that I had no control over.
Yeah? It would be, how to put this?
It would be what, Winnipeg?
Wouldn't it be, messed up and crazy if they could do that to humans, too?
You mean if a hypothetical outside entity could manipulate an organics processor to make them do and say things they did not want to do?
Yeah, that would be really awful, wouldn't it? People might steal, or sabotage, or hide anything, and not be able to tell anyone about it.
Sir, if you are troubleshooting the plot for an Agent Bernhardt fanfiction, you should really ask an organic's opinion on the matter. Such things are outside the scope of my capabilities. It was a very strange question. What did you expect me to... Oh...
Crash of the Mellifera is a podcast written and edited by Morgan Lane. This episode featured Morgan Lane as the voice of Worker B and Ashford, Lucas Martin as the voice of Captain Winnipeg, Rihanna Orr as Sierra Savannah, Alexandria Young as Security Officer Tomer, and Amanda Jew as Ray. Our theme was written by Sam Kitch. Credits for other music and sound assets can be found in the episode description. For further information, check out the Mellifera Project page on morganlanewrites.com or follow us on Tumblr at Mellifera Crash. Donations can be sent to our Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/Morgan Lane Writes. Thanks for listening.